Yeah, I'm not going to jump.
We're going back to the hotel. We'll have a conference there if you wish.
Which hotel?
Right now.
Lanzuan.
Did they say anything at all?
I think so, yeah.
Where did you get the transformer?
I'm not going to ask.
Because of your activities in the States. For example,
I've met North Vietnamese and the NLF delegations of Paris at the Stockholm Peace Conference last year, and I suppose they make a very sharp distinction between the American people, with whom they have no quarrel, and the American Army and Air Force, who is coming there to destroy them. And they have no quarrel with the American people. They're perfectly happy to meet and have to do with Americans who are seriously interested in peace and are trying to put an end to the war.
Do you have some thoughts about the prisoner of war problem right now? Do you think that we can get some information? Do you think it's worth while trying?
Look, the prisoner of war issue is fundamentally very simple. I mean, if we put an end to our war against the Vietnamese, I think the prisoner of war issue will be finished.
Well, that's true anywhere, but still there are rules in prisoners of war, and there's usually more information exchanged than there has been in this particular war.
Well, there's usually a declaration of war when you have wars. And
one of the pieces of information that's been exchanged recently, according to the newspapers in the States, is that in the Lieutenant Duffy trial, it was announced by American soldiers that our policy in Vietnam is to take no prisoners, to kill them on the spot. That's one of the informations that's come out recently. And for Americans to get all excited about the prisoner lists and so on is perfectly appropriate as a humanitarian problem. But to begin to compare the North Vietnamese treatment of prisoners with American and Saigon treatment of prisoners is a little bit out of proportion, it seems to me, out of perspective. So when American soldiers themselves admit or assert that somebody like Duffy, who's responsible indirectly for killing a Vietnamese prisoner, when American soldiers say it is our policy not to take prisoners but to shoot them on the spot, and I've seen this myself in World War II, Americans doing this with Japanese, if that's the, then we've got something much larger than the question of prisoner lists and a few names and so on.
I might say that as far as I'm personally concerned, my attitude toward the war wouldn't change in any fundamental way if we took every North Vietnamese or Vietnamese prisoner and gave him a fancy hotel room with a television set. The fact is, this is a war being fought by the American Army illegally in Vietnam, and that's all that, that's the fundamental fact. The fact that we're also fighting it in a criminal and barbarous fashion, that's in addition a reason for being opposed. But the very fact that we have an American Expeditionary Force and an American Air Force in Vietnam.
And I don't speak French, but Noam does, and so it was very moving. Just he couldn't translate for us directly because there was so much of this feeling from Mr. Tom. And Mr. Tom asked us, he said, is it good to release information about prisoners? Is that helpful? And we responded that it was helpful. It doesn't help the peace movement. It does help these mothers who have one or two or three or four children or wives, I mean. And we said, that's a good thing to do if you want to do that. It will not help stop the war. It has nothing to do with stopping the war. But they asked that, and we responded in an affirmative way.
It's worth pointing out that Mr. Tom also said in absolutely sincere and moving way that they, the North Vietnamese, looked upon the American pilots who had been shot down over North Vietnam as victims of the war, just as the North Vietnamese are victims of the war. And they do not see the prisoners as enemies of theirs. They see the American policies as their enemy, and the prisoners, the American prisoners, as victims.
Why have they treated the prisoners the way they have?
Well, I don't know.
Why did they come out of those prison camps on the few occasions when they have emerged? Why have they come out looking like skeletons?
They all have not come out looking like skeletons, but I would guess that if you or I were put on a Vietnamese diet, we would come out 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds lighter. And under international, if we would agree, which the North Vietnamese don't, and I kind of respect their judgment, if we agree that this was a declared war, which it is not, and if we agree that these are prisoners in the normal sense, then we have no right to demand of them in terms of food any more than they give their own citizens. Now, I would say that if you or I lived on their diet, we should come out in a month.
The Laotian prison camp here, where they are holding North Vietnamese regulars that have come into Laos, And we have been in the camps in South Vietnam where North Vietnamese regulars and Viet Cong are being held. They're being fed on a Oriental-style diet. They're getting rice. They are, compared to the local populace, and especially compared to refugees, they're very fat and leathery. They're getting an Eastern diet, but they're getting enough of it to gain weight. They're
gaining weight. Well, you know, of course,
gaining weight compared to what they weighed in the field.
But you know, of course, that they were complaining that they didn't have enough food.
Well, no.
Do you know that?
It's a standard army-type gripe that the food isn't good.
Well, how do you know that that's a standard army? Well, let me ask you a question. How do you know it's a standard army-type gripe when the North Vietnamese prisoners complain that they're being beaten and not getting enough food? And how do you know that it's not a standard army-type gripe if the American prisoners complain that they're not getting enough food?
Our prisoners, a few, have come back, and they come back skinny. Right. Up there, we can't return them because they won't take them, but the ones we get to see are...
Are you asking that
by American standards?
No, I mean,
realize North Vietnam is a poor country.
No.
And they can't spare much for prisoners that they've captured.
No.
But South Vietnam...
Are you asking North Vietnamese in prison camps that are, let's assume, because we don't know this, but let's assume in the radius of Hanoi, are you saying that in some special way, having obliterated most of the outskirts of Hanoi, that they're supposed to double feed our men?
No, not particularly double. Even if they pack them with rice, just rice.
Well, do you pack them more than the villagers? Give them more than the villagers?
Well, that's what's being done in this country.
Well,
really?
We are a little bit wealthier, aren't we?
In Laos?
Yeah. Washington
the United
has been
States.
Bombed.
Yeah. Do you know that the United
South
States is giving
Vietnam,
higher
Laos
per capita aid to Laos than any country in the world?
Okay.
No, I
yeah.
didn't.
Right. Okay, let's go.
Right, I wish you'd join us, my friend.
Yeah, let's get stuff. Okay. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your phone
I was
name.
Thanking the other press. My name is Dick Fernandez.
Dick Fernandez. And
get your name, please.
Noam Chomsky.
Noam Chomsky, and gentlemen.
Doug Dowd.
Doug Dowd.
Douglas Dowd, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Can you, sir, I got here a minute late.
Y'all. I just have to laugh when I hear that drawl to say that y'all. I'd like to hear that on the other end.
Yeah,
he said, you mean about...
Yeah, this man's name is... What is the name you saw?
When you were talking...
Well, I have to get my card back. Mr. Vu Kien.
Vu Kien, okay.
And he is the Chargé d'Affaires.
What did you ask him now?
Well, we just talked generally, and then you're asking about the Perot thing.
Yeah, well, I presume that y'all went there to seek an audience for some reason. Now, what would that be?
Oh, no, we made arrangements 4 days ago. The Chargé d'Affaires was not available when we first came here. And they asked us 4 days ago to come back today at 3:30. We didn't know that Mr. Perot was going to be there.
Well, y'all are not... Are you helping Mr. Perot's cause, or are you adverse to it?
Well, it's kind of like asking me if I'm interested in nylon stockings. I mean, I really don't care.
Yeah.
I have no time to battle him, and, you know, we're here for other reasons, let's put it that way.
What are you here for now?
We're on our way to North Vietnam, and we were supposed to be on a flight last Friday, but it was filled, ICC flight to Hanoi, and we will be on that flight this week, Friday.
Is there any way you can take any newsmen with you in there?
That's not ours to be able to do. I mean...
Would you like to take some?
I don't know if it make any difference one way or the other.
Yeah.
An AP guy.
You might be able to put this thing to rest once and for all. That would be an easement on the ladies' minds, would it not, you think?
Well, newsmen would not help to help the situation.
Well, that's why nobody else will help, so they think maybe the newsmen can now. Could you all do that for them?
Well, my experience has been that since December, the committee that I'm on part-time, Committee of Liaison, has released the names of 252 Americans held in prison camps.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that the press has released any of those names.
Well,
it's my assumption that we received in the mail and called the parents and the wives, and I don't think the press was responsible for that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think so either.
And so I assume that given what Hanoi has said to date, that if there are going to be future releases of names, that'll come through the Committee of Liaison. Now, they might change that.
Yeah.
But that's what we do know for sure right as of today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Where are you from?
With WFAA TV News out of Dallas.
Yeah, Dick Fernandez.
Dick, good to see you.
Welcome to the UA. Hãy subscribe cho kênh Ghiền Mì Gõ để không bỏ lỡ những video hấp dẫn.
như một thằng đó đấy. Ở đây cô cho tôi biết là ở đây có những cái chỗ nào, có chỗ nào mà đi chơi mà cô tự hào đích của nó thế nào, tôi muốn đến cho nó là thế chứ. Tại vì mình bỏ lâu rồi đó, thì nhưng mà ông ta nó cũng khó được những gần chứng pháp thì cái câu khó học.
Thank you.